Hey everybody, welcome back to Negro Please Radio. How you doing? Still on quarantine, or is it in quarantine or on quarantine? Doesn't matter. I don't know. If you're an English major, let me know. Is it on or in, or can it be either? But either way, welcome back everybody. I'm Chris Allen. This is Negro Please Radio. Glad to have you here. Are you guys still upset about being locked down? Are you feeling oppressed? Is this slavery? Huh? Have you seen this, people? There are actually white slaves in Michigan right now. White slaves being forced to stay home and have sex with their wives and girlfriends and eat takeout. Ugh. They're slaves, man. You see this, man? They're being beaten and told to jog and walk in the park and stay up late and smoke weed and drink. They're having their children ripped out of their arms. Have you seen these suburban white moms in White Cloud, Michigan, okay, giving birth and having their babies sent to other states to be locked down? This is a travesty. How dare you have a white man staying at home, okay? All right, how dare you have this conservative white male who wants to work hard for shitty money? All right, how dare you make him stay home with his family and his house that he brags about every day that it's so great, the den that he's been working on? How dare you make that motherfucker stay home, right, and enjoy the house that he spent thousands of dollars doing upgrades on? How dare you make that white man stay in that safe neighborhood he's worked so hard to put his family in? Now you're telling him he can't go out and get his shitty haircut by a dumb chick working at fucking Supercuts? He can't say inappropriate shit to that single mom who's cutting hair because her ex-boyfriend slash baby daddy got caught selling heroin, trying to move them into a less shitty apartment on a different side of town? How dare America do that to these poor white people? I can't wait to see the future movies about the slavery that is going on. This is pretty bad. I think we should probably do some, you know what? We should do some freedom rides. We should get a bunch of black people together and just drive up to Michigan. Like Michigan is the Mississippi of the South. I just think it is. It's the Mississippi, of the North. They got Crow Jim laws up there. It's all reverse. You see, it's reverse slavery because you're not allowed to plant anything. You can't have seeds. That's one thing we probably could have as slaves is seeds. It's like, oh, you can plant some shit. You can't eat it at the table with us, but you can plant it and grow it. But this is reverse slavery. You can't plant shit. All right. Regular slavery, you're working all day. White slavery, you got to stay in the house all day long and watch Netflix and porn and drink beer and alcohol, other alcoholic beverages like vintage ports. All right. Smoking your exotic fucking weed. Shut the fuck up, all right? God damn it. But I get it. I get it, man. This ain't easy. But you know what? Let me get to the milestone first. For those who don't know, I have a 7-year-old son. His name is Miles. And I like to talk about the different things that are going on in his life. Sometimes it's big, sometimes it's small. But us being locked down, it's not much. But he does have a new favorite pastime. And his favorite pastime now is being very, very considerate of daddy's time and not bothering me if I'm upstairs when he's hungry and grabbing Mike and Ike's. That's what he'll tell me. He'll go, oh, Dad, I got a little hungry. I didn't want to bother you. I know you were doing a podcast, so I got some Mike and Ike's. So I'm not hungry anymore. So thank God he was able to grab some Mike and Ike's while I'm not there. His other pastime is throwing his food away when I go upstairs to do something. And he said he was full. just so he can go back to playing more video games. Classic move, buddy. Classic move. We've all been there. The old, yes, I was full. I'll throw my food away while my dad isn't looking trick so I can go back to Mario Maker 2. We've all been there. But I'm just really, it doesn't matter to me. It's just funny. But man, yeah, we got these white slaves up there, man. It's pretty bad. And my heart goes out to all those families being broken apart and sent to other plantations. You know, it's crazy up there. Feeding those white babies to white-tailed deer. Actually, feed them to wolverines. Bam. Michigan got him. Killing it. And I've seen all the memes. So for me to say it would make it seem like I'm stealing it. But I do find it funny. All these preppers and all these, you know, survivalists are complaining they can't go to fucking Bubba Gump Shrimp, you know, while we're on lockdown. I told y'all, man, we don't, that the idea of American resolve and toughness is fake. All these tough guys that tell people to stop crying, step your game up, pull yourself up by your bootstraps, can't stay home because it is slavery. That is unreal. So, and you know what? I try not to be a dick in understanding, like, you know what? They have the right to protest. Just don't hinder my right to social distance. That's all I'm saying. If you want to do that, that's fine. That is your right. You see how that works? I might not agree, but I'm not really going to truly call you a piece of shit. I'll make fun of you, but I'm not going to tell you to leave the country. I'm not going to tell you to suck it up. All right, I'm not going to tell you to comply. If you don't think that's what, if you don't think you should be locked down, go out and protest by all means. Do you. Just try not to harm other people. All right? I know it must be nice to be able to protest and not have people to tell you to leave your country or call you racial slurs. It must be nice to not have people tell you this isn't the time or the place or the right, you know, whatever. You don't have on the right socks to protest. You know, did you fill out the proper paperwork? Isn't that funny too? The fucking I hate all the rules guys are like, well, they didn't get the proper clearance. That's my pet peeve. People who say they hate rules, but then they want to hold people to those other people to those rules. But then when they get held to the rule, it's not fair. It's oppression. I don't think anybody really wants to be at home at this point, man. All right? Yeah, I get it. It's not fun. And I saw somebody say, they say, freedom isn't free. It's just like, you're right. It's costing us right now. Freedom isn't free. That means sometimes you have to sacrifice things. And guess what? Sometimes that means temporarily sacrificing some of your freedoms. And I get it. We're all afraid of government overreach. But sometimes you just gotta sit home, you know. Do I like it? No. Am I worried about government overreach? Yes. Am I worried about the pandemic? Yes, I am. Do I want this to be over? Yes, I do. Do I like listening to people telling me what to do? No, I do not. Do I understand sometimes you have to do things you don't like in order to move forward? Yes, I do. I just don't see how a lot of people don't understand. If you just stay home and stop crying, the sooner we can get the fuck out of our houses. I don't understand what's so hard to think about to realize that. But I will also say, if it works, if they slowly start reopening states and nothing happens, I will be forever grateful, and I will say, hey, I was wrong. These people were right. I am thankful that they were like, you know what? This is a bit much. But I kind of do take a little bit of, is it umbrage? I don't know the right word. I take a slight offense as an African American, a Negro, a nigga, a black person, a Kang. When you compare it to slavery and you're not being forced to do anything, your family's not being broken apart, you're not being shipped away from your family. I get it. Okay. It sucks. But let's relax on the slavery thing. And honestly, I really feel like they're just using that as a buzzword to upset people of color, to somehow draw us in, to make us mad, and have some of us say some wrong shit so you can go, see, look what they're doing, to somehow make yourself the victim. So let's cool it on the I gotta stay home and order Grubhub, therefore it's slavery. I have to stay home and subscribe to free premium pornographic content in 4K while drinking liquor and stroking my cock. That is slavery. God damn it. I swear, some of y'all are so dramatic. And yeah, I swear everybody else is sensitive. Ooh-wee! So that's me trashing conservatives. Man, so look, I'm running out of ideas of what to post on social media. I went on a long rant about all this shit the other day. And I'll say this, man, and move on. I support your right to protest. Just support other people's right when it's their turn to protest. And we don't need to hear all these goddamn caveats about it's not the time, it's not the place, the cause is dumb, do this instead. All right? That's fine. Do you. Okay? Just do you. But also, if you really care about, you know, the Constitution and people's rights and freedom so much, the next time you see a group of people that you might not agree with or care for too much protesting or complaining about something that you don't really see as a big deal, just keep your fucking mouth shut. Or go, hey, you know what? Or just keep it simple. Go, you know what? That's not my thing, but they have the right. You can keep it that simple. We don't need to go into detail why you don't like it and how we should be doing shit the way you want it done. Okay? And realize it must be nice to be able to protest with a goddamn AR-15 slung across your chest, hand on the foregrip, and seen as peaceful. Niggas can't even wear do-rags around police without seeming like a threat. He's sagging. That's aggressive posture. Look at his dress. It's like this motherfucker has on a tactical vest with a Gucci AR-15. You know? But yeah, that's peaceful protest. You know? Couple of black people yelling on the side of the road with some signs. That's a bit much. That looks aggressive. And you can't tell me having a gun slung across your chest protesting looks peaceful. Okay? Because I could never get into an altercation with the police with a rifle slung across my chest and not be seen as a threat. And y'all know me, it kind of segues perfectly into my next topic. Y'all know me, I'm a huge gun dude. I have no issue with the guns at all. It just would be nice to be able to do the same thing. And I appreciate my friends who have sent me pictures of people who are in these states protesting that are black. You know, I'm glad to see it. But for me personally, I just don't feel safe enough. You know, and I posted a story on my Facebook page a couple of days ago about why I make that statement, because shortly after Trayvon Martin was shot in Dayton, Ohio, where I was stationed at the time, there was going to be a Second Amendment rally / gathering at a park. And my buddy was like, hey, you're a gun guy. You're a cool dude. You should come hang out with us and support the right to carry guns. And I was like, you know what? I think I'm good, man. I was just like, I don't think that's the place for me. You know, he was like, no, man. I was like, I just don't want to be seen. I was like, it's already a racially tense, you know, situation. There's a lot of tension in the air. I was like, I don't want to be seen as an agitator, even though I will be there to support the right to carry firearms. He goes, nah, man, just make sure you wear something nice and you don't blah, blah. And I was like, see, right there, buddy. I was like, that's why you won't be seeing my black ass at this rally. Because you're already giving me dress code guidelines. I was just like, why do I got to come button up with some fucking pleated Dockers, all right, and an Izod polo, looking like I'm an off-duty FBI agent, and y'all coming in your fucking tactical gear. You got your cargo shorts and flip-flops. You got your America shirts on and your tactical hats. But I got to come look like I'm ready to go to a fucking a Presbyterian summer barbecue. And he was like, you know what? I never thought about that. I was like, yeah. I was like, you don't care about how you're dressed when you're carrying a gun. But me, I got to make sure like my gig line is straight. I got a fucking haircut. I got a smile on my face. I can't have a mustache. You know, my shoes need to be laced a certain way. And I have to have minimal arm swing. Get the fuck out of here, man. I'm just not going to put myself at risk. And guess what? I'm pretty sure nothing would have happened. But there's still that part of me that goes, you know what? It's not even worth the risk of getting into an argument or a confrontation with somebody while everybody is armed with all this tension going on. Because in the end, I'm the one that's going to be at fault. People are going to tell me all, would tell every, God damn, I can't even get it out. If say something did happen, it would just be analyst after analyst telling Black America what I could have and should have done to prevent it my own death. Well, if he just would have got an edge up that Friday, you know, just use a little bit of Kiwi shine, shoe polish on that left loafer, he might be alive today, folks. It's like, I'm not doing that shit to my wife and son. It's like, hell yeah, I fucking love the Second Amendment. But guess what? You're not about to exercise that shit on me. Fuck that. But yeah, man, I was going to say, I've been kind of running out of stuff to post on social media. And I was like, man, how can I just engage and do something different? And I was like, oh, you know what? Because I have really been going hard on my conservative counterparts for the last few weeks, because just some of the crazy shit they believe. And I was like, so you know what? Let me post, you know, some pro gun stuff. Let them know I'm not a straight up hater. It has nothing to do with any of that shit. It's just, you know. So I post a picture of one of my pistols, and I make sure in the post to go, hey, you know what? This isn't really like I'm not trying to make any statements about what's going on right now. I'm just posting the fact that I like guns and I like sneakers. So I'm going to post some pictures of me with one of my firearms and a pair of my Jordans to go, hey, this is me with my Taurus 9mm. I carry this every day. And on my feet, I got my Jordan, you know, bread 11s on. And I talk about those a little bit. And I was like, if you don't like guns, that's fine. But that's not these posts aren't to debate the Second Amendment at all. So please refrain from being an anti-gunner asshole on my page, because you're not going to change my mind. And sure enough, within a few minutes, I get a white girl like, why do you have these guns, man? You should just get an alarm. All the guys that I've ever been with, they've, you know, at nighttime, someone broken in their house and they had guns and you know, nothing. They weren't able to save me. I was beaten and killed 4 times. You don't need a gun. Just get an alarm. And I'm like, hey, you can go fuck yourself. This is my page. I ask you not to do this shit. It's just, I hate that shit. Don't tell me how racist everybody is and how white supremacists are taking over and they're doing this and, you know, they hate the Black community. But then when I arm myself, you tell me like, hey, that's not a good idea. The fuck am I supposed to do? What are you going to do for me? Are you going to protect me? You and your wifey boyfriend are going to protect me? What do you, I need to protect myself, man. I got a family to think about. I can't exercise my rights. What the fuck? Then you tell me what I need and don't need. I don't appreciate that shit. You're full of shit, lady. So I continued to post various pictures of my firearms, and I had a lot of my friends support me in that, and I really appreciate it. I hate that shit. You don't have to like it. Even the thing is, even if at some point in time I changed my personal stance on guns and firearms or ownership, I wouldn't start telling people that they can't own guns. I would go, hey, you know what? It's something I don't do anymore, but by all means, please. But as of right now in my life, how I feel, yeah, I'm going to keep them, and I'll buy as many as I like and as many as my wife will allow me to have. I think they're fun. They're cool. They're just, you know, I just like them. And I think I shouldn't have to explain to anybody. And that's what really kills me. It's just like, and I honestly don't give a shit about abortion. But it's just like, you're some white liberal feminist that will fight for the right for a woman to kill a baby. But I can't have a gun. It's just like, don't tell me what I should and could be doing. It's just like, all right, fine. If that's the case, why aren't you telling women who don't have any medical conditions just to go ahead and go full term and give the baby up, right? Or is it just my body, my choice? Same over here. My body, my choice. If I want a fucking gun, yeah. And same with those people who are protesting. If you want to get corona, you should be able to get corona. Go out and get it. But just make sure you don't give that shit to somebody else. That's all I'm saying. Let people do what the fuck they want to do. If you want to be stupid, be stupid. Just don't hurt anybody else. Like, I don't think me owning a gun is hurting anybody else. And I think this is where we differ. I just feel like people going out when we know this thing is still around, I think it's a danger to everybody because you just don't know where it is. You can't see it. But you can see a gun. That's where we differ. I don't agree with them doing it. But hey, if you want to, by all means, do it. Just try not to hurt others who are trying to quarantine. It just sucks that I feel like this is going to make things take longer. But hey, I think Georgia opened up today, and we'll see what happens. We'll see. But I'm pretty sure if the numbers spike there, it still won't be their fault. And that's yet another thing that pisses me off. It's just like, don't make a dumb decision. Something happens, and then when people call you on your bullshit, you want to act like now is the time to be told. Now is not the time to be told, yeah, I told you so. You fucked up. You should hear, I told you so. You made a poor decision. You should be, you know, ridiculed. Shamelessly. Is that the right word? Yeah, you should be ridiculed for your dumb choices. Yeah. Wow, that was a quick 20 minutes. Holy shit, I'm at 23 minutes. Well, all right, there's a show. That's a show. Follow me on Instagram and Twitter at Chris Allen Comedy, ALAN. I'll see you next week. Peace. Be safe. Stay home.